Let's take another call. We've got John calling from Spanaway. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I just got a report back on my testosterone test, and I'm a little concerned about it. I've got 1862 on the total, and then I've got...
That's pretty robust, huh?
2.0 on the, it says, testosterone, SDR total. Free testosterone is 2.0, I'm sorry. And then the free testosterone, serum. It's 372. So what kind of damage can all that do?
Well, your total is 1857. Is that what you said?
1862.
So for everyone else who doesn't have the reference ranges, you know, normally for a guy age 18 to 35, you're going to be between... Oh, I don't know, 400 to around 1100. So I'm suspecting you're also already applying testosterone daily.
Is cream, right? Uh-huh.
Okay. And how much are you applying every day, John?
Maybe you're going to ask that just a second.
Well, whatever that is, I would say it's time to cut back a little bit. One of the dangers of too much testosterone, you know, typically there's a couple of things for some guys, and this actually is very rare, but there's a common myth that testosterone aggravates your prostate and causes prostate cancer. But it actually, if you read some of Dr. Terry Hertog's books, he talks about how the research shows that it actually prevents prostate cancer. But our standard of care is that if you have an elevated PSA, testosterone can aggravate that. It's something to definitely be careful of and to watch closely. You don't have that? Good. Okay.
And I apply 12.5 milligram per day.
12.5. So that's not a very big dose. You know, a lot of guys will apply anywhere from 25 to 100 milligrams daily. So you're getting away with a really small dose. You must be maximizing your absorption of that pretty well. Are you using like DMSO on top of it, or how are you applying that?
No, sir.
12.5.
No, I'm not using anything.
Can I ask you how old you are, John?
83.
83. Wow, that's fantastic. Well, I that's great. So are you applying the testosterone by any chance in the inside of your elbow, because sometimes that will influence the...
In the groin area.
In the blood test. Okay. Wow, you are doing really well here. So you may be able to get down to every other day application and still feel really good. The other thing to watch for, John, is sometimes your red blood cell count can increase. And but normally at 12.5 milligrams, that's not a big issue. But I would say in maybe 20 or 30% of men applying testosterone, it can actually increase your red blood cell count. So sometimes we recommend donating blood, which has its own benefits, of course. So some guys also feel a little bit of agitation when their testosterone gets too much. There's road rage, or, you know, their tempers get a little bit shorter, but you sound pretty mellow.
I am. can that do any damage to your heart?
No.
No.
No, not really. There's, I think there's confusion about that too, but like I say, sometimes at a level of 1862 in the serum, you may be thickening your blood with increased red blood cells. So, but testosterone is really good for elderly men because it helps with muscle, retaining muscle mass, and keeping you active, and both physically and sexually. And so you're doing great here.
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
All right, John.
Okay. Bye.
Keep up the good work.